This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been looking at how various industries could win or lose under a House GOP proposal for a border adjustment tax that would place a 20% tariff on imports to raise money for other tax cuts and government spending. The big box retail chains rely heavily on cheap imports to drive down prices. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
The National Retail Federation, a group representing companies like Costco and Walmart, has commissioned a parody infomercial aimed at consumers.
Too much dough got you feeling low? Too much cash breaking your back? Then you need the bet tax.
The ads are slated to run during Fox and Friends and Saturday Night Live, two shows the president himself has been known to watch. Josh Baca is with the retail group Americans for Affordability. He says a border adjustment tax would cost consumers up to $1,700 per year.
Food, clothing, prescription drugs. When you get into other products like gasoline, it has been estimated that the price of gasoline would increase by about 35 cents per gallon.
On the flip side, the House plan calls for a tax exemption for exports, which would benefit manufacturers. So says Brian Reardon of the American Made Coalition.
This is a choice between having good paying jobs and cheap goods coming in from foreign countries.
While a border adjustment tax is key to the House's plan, it faces skepticism in the Senate, raising questions about whether it would have enough support to pass. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.